Hey everyone, welcome to episode 37 of the Talk on the Rocks podcast. I'm here with my co-host Jack. How's it going, buddy?
Feeling great.
Yeah, we got a special Halloween episode on the horizon. It's October 27th, so Halloween is this Saturday, and we're gonna let it rip on the rocks for a Halloween episode. Also, a special week, the co-host's birthday on Saturday too, so quite the special episode we have on store.
Finally, my birthday takes center stage. Halloween's gone. We've gotten rid of it. We're just going to celebrate me. The kids won't be out.
So what's on the wish list this year? What do you want for the big 2-3?
Big 2-3. I don't really have wish lists. I don't know. At this point, if someone gives me socks, I'll be happy.
I know. The older you get, the more exciting.
Depressing. No things. Everything. It's sad. My parents got me a fucking, sandwich maker 1 year, and I was like, this is sick.
That's not bad.
I can't wait. If you give me an appliance right now at this point, well, eventually I'm going to leave, that's just so helpful at this point.
It's virtually like money, because you're going to have to spend it eventually for those mandatory things. Whereas if it's like something that you don't really need, it's more of a gift. It's like, and everyone really wants more money. So if you get those functional things, it's pretty much money. That's a kind of a sad way to look at it. But anyway.
If someone gave me a Keurig, I would be elated. It would be the greatest thing ever.
I went to Starbucks again today. Hard not to. Is I'm finding it harder and harder to wake up every morning, because I'm so used to getting out of bed at 8:59 and 35 seconds that almost need the coffee now. Just give you something to do. I just get a caramel macchiato. Medium size. I don't know. I just get Maria to order it. I don't know. Venti. I don't know what it is.
Venti is one,
I think, because my sister asked for one the other day.
I forgot.
And I was like, whoa, big spender. I almost had to spend over $20 on two drinks.
Jesus Christ.
Speaking of
McDonald's, it's like a fucking dollar.
Do you want to get into some of our Halloween themed beverages? I know. Yep. I picked up some pints today. Anything that was at the LCBO that was either orange or had a pumpkin on it, we picked up. I have to start off. The St. Ambrose Pumpkin Ale. It's the Great Pumpkin Beer, coming in at 5%. Excited to crack this one open and give it a try. What do you?
I also have that one too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got one of those, and then I got, there was one bottle of pumpkin spice rum.
Ooh. Is that a feature product?
Yeah, it's Captain Morgan, I think, and I think it only is in the fall time, which makes a lot more sense. How are you liking it?
It's definitely got that pumpkin. It's got the pumpkin aftertaste. So it tastes like a regular kind of craft beer, and then you wait a couple seconds, and then you get that pumpkin spice. It's not bad. Little pungent, but I'll take it for sure. Cool can too.
Yeah, the cans are pretty sweet.
Yeah, for sure.
Spooky. I hate pumpkin though.
Really? Not a pumpkin pie guy?
No. Well, I'll eat it, but because it's the only pie that they serve commonly that I like.
Interesting. Is it because you're just totally adverse and against Halloween because it's on your birthday?
No, I love Halloween. It's my favorite. It's my favorite holiday. People don't say it's a holiday, but I do. But I don't like the taste. There's something about it. The smell doesn't do it for me anymore. I think it's because it's just I don't know. I equate it with this taste, and I don't like the taste.
Do you like carving pumpkin? Do you get grossed out when you're
oh, God, I hate pulling the guts out? Yeah. No. Call me when that's done. Then I'm coming in.
And I'll get the carving going?
And I'll carve the fucking the triangle eyes and a messed up tooth smile.
Yeah.
And I'll call it a day. And then I punch out.
Leave half the stuffing inside. Today is, or this year, sucks because it's COVID, but this would have been the best Halloween year. I don't remember the last time that Halloween, well, maybe it could have been last year. I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure last year Halloween landed on a Wednesday. And also in university, it kept landing midweek. So everyone would be when's Halloween? And they would just end up having four different costumes because you do the weekend before, the weekend after, during the week too, to mess.
It was awful. I think it was, last year was either a Wednesday or Thursday. And I remember going sick. The next one's going to be on the Friday, and then I'm going to get the Saturday. And then someone reminded me it's a leap year. So it jumps right to the Saturday. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll keep the Saturday. At least I'm getting a Saturday for once, because I could not tell you last time I had a Saturday birthday. And then this happens.
Yeah.
So I got to wait probably 20 more years.
The way the cookie crumbles, eh?
Oh, it's just so sad. It hurt a lot.
So what have you been up to lately? What have you been watching? What have you been listening to? What have you been doing?
Listening. I've been listening to very weird playlists at this point. I listened to the soundtrack to A Ghost Story.
Very Halloween themed.
Love that. It's not that Halloween themed. And then the other one, I've been listening to a weird, like, it's like this dude's like a weird, like, southern sort of like soulful hip hop is what I would describe it as.
What's their name?
Toby Nwigwe.
Interesting. Where'd you find that?
I just, some podcast, some guy shouted him out and I looked him up and he had like 500,000 monthly listeners.
Wow, that's quite a bit.
And then I listened to Try Jesus, which is just a great song. So soulful, so beautiful.
So what's that, like work music or?
Yeah. I've been listening to fucking the saddest soundtrack for some reason. But the movie, I just love the movie a lot.
Yeah.
You haven't seen it yet, I assume?
I haven't seen it, no. I don't know. Just hearing the description.
I think you'd like it.
Give us a quick description. It didn't sell it for me, the description that I've been hearing of it.
It's about a young couple living in a house in Dallas, I believe. There's like, they're talking about moving out and they're having like kind of like a rough patch. And then there's like an abrupt death.
Or?
Yeah. Then there's like an abrupt death of the husband and he becomes a ghost. And then he comes back to the house as like a ghost.
Okay. Interesting.
And he kind of just like, he can't interact with anything. So he's just kind of watching as things progress in this house.
So there's no like jump scares or anything. It's just like emotional type, drama type movie.
This is the new movie that I'm going to tell people to watch so they think I'm artsy and cool. Is the best way I can describe this movie.
I might listen to it. You guys keep saying it's pretty good, so maybe I'll give it a try. And it's called A Ghost Story, you said?
Mm-hmm. With Casey Affleck.
Okay. World renowned actor. Oscar winner? Grammy winner?
Grammy, brother. The soundtrack should win a Grammy.
Oh, great. Yeah, the Oscar. Slipped off the tongue.
Yes, he won the Oscar, I believe.
What other Halloween movies have been on the radar lately? We talked about Hubie for about 20 minutes last
week. Didn't talk about Hubie. I'm just watching the classics still. I watched Alien the other night, Cape Fear. There's a new one that I really liked. This came out like 2016. It's called Trick or Treat. Very good.
Is that one's just scary. Like a jump scare one or?
Somewhat. It's like it's got an overarching plot with like a bunch of small little stories in it. But it's really good. I really like it. It's funny too.
Funny. Okay. What's a player comparable?
Jeez. I don't know. Maybe like that Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Okay. I haven't seen that either. So.
Okay. Well, I'd recommend that as well.
I'll watch them both. It kind of spurs a question. I was doing some research before because I knew we were going to go along the Halloween side. And I looked up on a fairly reputable site, I believe, the top 10
Onion?
Grossing Halloween movies of all time. I want to hear grossing. So highest sales. I guess box office sales.
You say gross.
The most gory movies ever. Do you think you can name quite a few in the top 10? And this is all time. So this is old movies too. So I guess you can look at it. If it's the older, the more opportunity it would have to make sales. But
that's what I'm thinking too. Does things gross after? Is there like a time period for? Is it just like when it's in theaters? Is that grossing? Are we talking like DVD sales? What about afterwards? Classics?
I think it says blockbuster. So I kind of assume it's when it's in the theaters. Would you agree?
Okay. Do I guess now?
Yeah, give it a go.
Just do
the low-hanging fruit first and the easy ones, and then I'll give you some hints after.
Okay. Paranormal Activity.
That is actually not on there, which surprises
really?
Me because that seems like. But is it maybe there's like so many of the there's a lot of different paranormal activities, right? So maybe that's why.
I just thought, I remember the first one got so much hype because they show people like you will like the advertisement, you will literally throw up in the theaters, and it's like I don't want to watch that. Maybe that's why it didn't gross well.
That's what it turns everyone off.
They actually thought it was gross.
Think of some new ones, and like actually like there's number one is like when you hear it, you'll be like, okay, that's it.
Number one. Oh, number. Okay. I'll say a Saw's got to be up there.
On this
Is this, am I 0 for
Saw
2?
Is not on there too. Then you're 0 for 2. I'll give you 5 strikes and then we'll get into the
okay.
Maybe 3 strikes. Jeez. Depends if you get this one right. Or come on, think more recent. Let's start more recent.
We're talking like really recent.
Yeah. Just put your mind to it.
Because my mind's instantly going to old. I can't remember if those grossed.
Just switch it.
So you want me to think, what? So you want me to think like 2010s?
Yeah, that's it.
It.
But yes, I said it 10 times there. And you don't think you caught the whole time, but yeah. I caught it the number one.
Okay, that makes sense.
So that's number one, Stephen King.
I immediately just jumped to like how, like I'm thinking of like Halloween or like a Friday the 13th.
I kind of threw you off because I said there's some new ones, but there's only.
Well, you said there was classics, so that's why I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah. I actually don't even recognize some of these on here, but there are classics. Give me some name. Like number two. This is a The Sixth Sense, a 99.
What?
Yeah. Second overall on the
list. I guess it's
a
horror movie. Doesn't know that scary. People.
The Exorcist. 1973.
I was thinking that one as well.
John Krasinski comes in at number four. Quiet Place.
Oh, Quiet Place. Oh, wow.
Yep. What Lies Beneath at five. The Blair Witch Project. Number six.
I just watched that one too. That's a great movie. I should have picked that one.
The next one is 2013. Fairly one of the most prominent scary movies, I would say, of our like recent history since we started watching scary movies. Because I don't think we were watching that when we were like 8.
2013?
Yeah.
Is it a reboot?
Yes, I believe so.
Texas Chainsaw?
Nope. It starts with a C.
C. Oh, Chucky?
No, it's
not Child's Play or whatever.
It's Conjuring.
Oh, The Conjuring. I don't really watch the Spirit. Those ones scare me the most. That's why I stay away from the Spirit ones.
Yeah. That's a pretty classic one. I'm not surprised that one's on there. I remember watching that. That was creepy.
No, I actually have seen that one. So that goes to show how big it was.
The Ring, 2002. I recognize that name. Haven't seen it. I wasn't really a big scary movie fan, just of late. And I like more of the psychological thrillers, not the ghosts as well. The Nun, 2018.
Guy.
The sixth film of the Conjuring universe. And then number 10, 2004, The Grudge. Finishes off the list. Kind of interesting. I mean, we're about fun, not facts on this podcast, so that could be completely wrong, but like for the sake
if
of
you told me to name horror guess, movies yeah. I'm your guy.
I could just be making up the list
in fact in stats. I'm not your guy.
Yeah, so I think I'll give a couple of those a listen now that I know the best ones out there. What else have you been up to?
Jeez.
Are you planning on setting up some, well, I guess it's your birthday. You're probably not going to be doing much trick or treating.
I don't anyway.
Well, not trick or treating yourself. I mean, setting up.
No, I mean, I know you meant. I think it's
for the kids.
Meant. I know we don't do that here.
Yeah, I guess.
Our house looks like Will Smith's in I Am Legend.
The old
lockdown. We have steel curtains that come down. I'm perched up with a rifle. We're just sitting there. No, we don't really hand out things. I can't believe we don't get egged on like a daily basis, on like a yearly basis on that day.
It's like Clint Eastwood vibes.
We just give stuff to our neighbors' kids, I think, is like the most we do. So we still technically give out stuff, I guess, but we don't. If someone knocks on our door, we go quiet and we peek our little heads out and we wonder who's there. And then we don't answer.
Yeah, I feel like that's what a lot of people are doing this year anyways, just because everything going on. Like, I do want to see some kids going around in costumes, like the neighbors who we're close with. Maybe they'll come over and bring – we got a couple of young kids on the court. But, yeah, I feel
you
like –
You could do it from, like, a distance, though, no? Like,
we're going to –
Can you leave a bowl out and just kind of hope? Like, people do that anyway.
My mom's – I think she's going to set up a whole bunch of goodie bags and then throw them in a big bucket at the end of the street and then – I don't know what we're going to do for sure. We might sit in the garage, get the fireplace going in there and just like say hi to everyone who comes up, but like just set it at the end of the street. That'd be fun. make it seem a bit more real and a bit more like it's actually Halloween. You know what I mean?
I remember when I it sucks though, because like looking around my neighborhood, there's no one's really doing much.
Yeah, it's and funny remember, because you have to look at like, especially when court, like new courts, like born. So it was about 20 years ago and everyone moving in was the same age, right? Like all younger families with new kids. So then like Christmas or sorry, Halloween was wild around when I was growing up, but now it's like everyone's older. So I feel like neighborhoods just go through these waves of like young kids coming in, then they get old. So it slows down and then blah, blah, blah.
Ours is kind of like that. We kind of just sub out like a three new families a year, pretty much. And then that's just kind of how it lives on. No one really comes to our, I think people just know now not to come over to our house.
But you just start handing out. What was like the thing you got most excited for? Like, was there one thing? Like
the apples with the nails in them.
Then you can go. Then you can go to the. Everyone loved going to the dentist. What about a can of soda pop? A guy, like a rich guy on my street, used to.
We had a guy give
out a full can of pop, and I guess it's not that expensive. Pop's fairly.
Yeah, cheap. We would do rounds on that house sometimes. We would like monopolize it.
Yeah, you change your costume, put a different mask. Yeah, we on, would.
No, we would throw. Yeah, no, I remembered. I remember the one year it was like when we're in that phase where you're kind of like growing out of it. You don't know what you should do. You just go with your friends, essentially.
You're rocking.
And I just remember that's where like you could get it from, and we went there, and that was like the only thing we got all night.
Yeah.
But I just remember we could get refreshments.
Speaking of refreshments, I'm gonna pop another one. In here, we got a Lake of Bays Brewing Company handcrafted beer. Again, a pumpkin ale, nice orange can. It says, "Celebrate sweater weather with this refreshing malt-forward ale featuring Magnum and Fugles hops, pumpkin, vanilla, and spice. Subtle notes of nut and caramel make it an ideal partner for a harvest fare." Let's crack this one open. I have a feeling all of these are going to taste fairly similar because they're all pumpkin ales, but
they're all made in the same.
I like the different cans. I think they're all from different companies upon first look. This one's more mellow. Like, it's not as strong pumpkin, but it's almost nicer because it's like a consistent taste.
I get that.
What are you drinking now?
Same thing. I just poured another glass of the spiced pumpkin and ginger ale.
On the rocks?
Well, the ice melted, so.
On the water?
No.
I went to... On the tap water. Have you tried Star Apple? In Bowmanville?
No.
I had the best meal there.
I know. You were hyping it up.
It was after golf. And I came home and like we had a couple beers. And then we ordered food because no one really felt like cooking in my family. So we ordered that Star Apples. And I think it's called apples. I don't know why. But I think that's like a type of spice or something. Right. Oh, best jerk chicken I've ever had. And I don't know if it was like my taste buds were just extra happy at that point or what. But oh, that was good. You got to try it. Best your chicken, and then we got some patties too. Delicious. I don't know why I had to mention that, but I keep thinking about it. I'm like, I gotta go back home and try this again. Thinking about
it. Yeah, you're in fucking dreams about it.
Yeah. You a This Is Us fan?
I used to be, and I fell off. But I really like the fat guy from it.
Yeah, Toby's a goat. He's really
Toby.
Funny. And they like throw around his character a lot. Like they try to make him seem kind of like a more evil character now, but I still like him.
Is he evil now?
No, you have to watch to see. They play mind. Well, the whole show plays mind games with you the whole time with all the characters, but they're starting to do it too.
I thought it was just about like a family. They're turning people evil.
Well, not evil. Like they're not going to like have superpowers or something, but like they just make their their morals seem off and stuff like that. So not everyone.
Like if you didn't watch Seinfeld for like 2 years and then you turn on a random episode, George is fucking taking over the city.
You should binge it though if you have any time because the new season. Well, I guess it came out yesterday, I believe, or tonight. So it was Monday or Tuesday, regardless. I think it's a 2-hour. It's supposed to be pretty good, I think. So I'm not gonna watch it live, but I'm gonna watch it. Recorded on
I remember it being really week. Sad
it's crazy the
like,
first
really like emotional
yeah it was crazy like first couple seasons, if you weren't dropping a tear at least once every two episodes, then there's something wrong with you. Like, you've got ice cold water in your veins and no heart, that's for sure. That's such a good show and so many twists. But yeah, I couldn't remember. I knew you watched a bit of it, but I didn't know how.
No, I did. Yeah, I can't remember until I watched it. I think it was until, oh yeah, it was really emotional. The lady had a fucking miscarriage.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's just an insane amount of stuff. It
was dark. Yeah, I remember getting really dark and I was like, I think this is too much for me.
Yeah. The thing is, too, there's so much happening with that plot and so many characters and so much skipping of time periods that I almost feel lost now. Like, I should go back and watch a couple seasons just as a refresher, because I think I want to say they're in at least the fifth season now. Maybe six. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but
regardless. I know, that's why I think I fell out of it, too. It reminds me of what Bly Manor did. I have the same feelings now. They're all coming back. Yeah, Bly Manor felt the same way, too. Yeah, this kept jumping, and I was like, "What is it? What's modern? What's old?" Then I just started looking, and I was like, "If the young dad is wearing like a sweater vest, I know it's old."
Yeah, exactly.
But it jumped to him wearing like a modern club shirt with no mustache, and I'm like, "Oh, this must be way before the mustache." And then it's like, "Hey, Dad, you're 50. What do you want to do for your 50th birthday?" And I'm like, "What the fuck? Oh God."
Or they'll just put like a slight tint to the like the screen editing, so you can tell it's like a bit old, like an older camera or something. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
God, I remember being so confused watching that show.
Yep. For watching a lot of football this weekend, obviously it's not coming to fruition for any of my picks that I've been doing recently. You're locking in, I think, what are you, 18 and 14? 18? No, you might be 18 and 12. I'm 14 and 15. 12, I need 6 wins to get to 20. You only need 2. This week, I think we have 2 similar picks as well, 2 of the same picks. So it's not looking good for me. Are you excited to hit me with a bit of a challenge or a punishment? Have you been thinking about anything? Just to preface it for everyone, I don't know. Have we said what we're doing on the podcast? I think we have, but the first
joking
one
around, we said we'd dye our hair.
Yeah, I don't think that one's. I don't. I didn't.
I don't know if I could do that one.
I didn't shake on that one.
It's a virtual.
I think, so first one to get 20 wins. You're at 18, like I said, so you only need 2 more. I'm going to have a punishment. I think maybe we'll throw it up on the Instagram story, get a few more ideas from people, and then pick. But maybe for the first week, we'll do something like the next episode we film, like every drink has like an ounce of ketchup in it or something, like a shot of ketchup or like a shot of mustard or something like that. What do you think about that?
I would quit. Oh, quit life.
You'd just be drinking.
It's disgusting.
Wait, it's a punishment.
I would go undefeated every season. I would be looking at every analysis of every bet I make.
Okay, well, we're going to save that one for
GMs.
We're going to save that one for the second time then. So, I think
you can do it. I just
I don't want to. No, I want to do, since I thought of it, in case I lose the first one, I want to do that with a clean slate for season 2.
I'll dye my hair over doing that.
All right, we'll see.
And I don't want to dye my hair.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where it's almost exclusively football, though. Like, MLB is almost done.
Yeah, there's like nothing else really to keep betting on. The only sports that keep going are UFC and football right now.
I don't mind, because I've been watching a lot of football recently. You'd be surprised by the picks, but yeah, well, something will be kicking off again. We'll have to find something. Might have to go back, dip into the reality TV, or find something else to bet on. Weekly weather.
The worst thing was looking up who won Celebrity Family Feud. I would Google it, and I'd just be like, who won last night in Celebrity Feud? And it's like giving me links to like Steve Harvey's side job in his LinkedIn. I'm like, why can't you just give me the results?
I know. I remember looking one time because I was making the graphic to see who won, and I had to text my sister. I'm like, I'm seeing like 100 different, like, how do you see a fake article about who won Celebrity Family Feud? That doesn't make sense. Who made this? Yeah. You just gotta look at the YouTube.
What a weird demographic of fakes.
We'll figure something out though. We'll get creative. We'll do probably pretty football heavy for the first half of season 2, but then we'll get some other stuff going as well. But we got to have it more skill-based. So if anyone has any ideas, shoot us a DM. Because like 50-50 on the Celebrity Family Feud, I don't mind it being 50-50, but the amount of skill involved in that. Celebrity Family Feud though, I got to say, it takes some skill to figure out who's going to win that, because like you got to look, if you're really going, if you really want to win and you don't want to eat that shot of ketchup, then you're looking on there and you're seeing who's bringing. So like Joe McHale, if he's bringing like a bunch of his guy friends from college, it's like maybe they're not going to win. But if he's bringing like his family, which is like a diverse group of males and females, old, young, like that's probably a good family feud cast, if you ask me. So
a little more. I would love, that's in one game show. I think it's the only game show I ever want to be on.
It'd be fun, but there's so much pressure because it's so quick. And
if you say something stupid, Steve Harvey will look at you for like 20 minutes.
I know. Or like there's always a question. It would come to me and there'd be like an obvious answer that's like really dirty. Like, you know, like it's the only answer and you just got to say like,
what do you watch on a Friday night?
Yeah. It's like, do we want to win the $20,000? And then the answer will just get like a big X and it'll be like double whammy if you got it wrong. And you look stupid.
Which company? Is this company specific, like browsers or?
This guy.
Just say the question. It's like, oh no. You know, I would panic being on that, but I think it'd be a lot of fun.
I think a few, for my family, I could think of the member, like my sister would be incredible at it. My uncle, my mom, like I think I could put a good family together. I'd be the coach. I wouldn't like participate. Roster. Because I'm terrible at like names, trivia, everything like that. But I think I could get a good roster together to dominate. I found a Halloween trivia quiz online. You want to go through that quick?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'd love to.
22 questions. How good is your Halloween trivia? We're either going to look really stupid or really smart.
I don't even know what this means. Like if someone said, hey, play me in Halloween trivia. I don't even know what that, like if someone said Christmas trivia, I wouldn't know what that means.
We're a team now. So we're working together. Oh, we are. Yeah. Oh, all right. First question. Where does Halloween come from? An ancient festival to celebrate the dead, Father Christmas's birthday, the start of pumpkin season, or a motorway service station outside Birmingham? Any ideas there?
Yeah. I want to say it's either two.
Father Christmas's birthday?
It's two or one, I think.
I don't think it's Father Christmas's birthday.
I don't think so either, but I could see that if it's not the first one, that's the only one I could see plausible.
I think it's like an ancient festival to celebrate.
I think that
dead,
too.
Or the start of pumpkin season.
But I don't know if it's Day of the Dead, which is like the Mexican festival. I don't know if that's the same thing. Because that doesn't take place on Halloween. Right, but I would say that as well.
You'll find
I would say one.
Let's do one. We don't get the answers right away either, so we lock all 22 in, and then we get them all at the end.
22?
Yeah, we got to buzz through. We can't look it.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm just going to.
Four people use pumpkins. What were jack-o'-lanterns made out of? Potatoes, turnips, bananas, or onions?
Turnips.
Really? Locked in?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll lock that in. This
potatoes are too small.
This quiz has turned into just you doing rapid fire, and I'm not putting in any input anymore. Pumpkins come in lots of different colors, but which one of these is made up? Blue pumpkins, green pumpkins, white pumpkins, glow-in-the-dark purple pumpkins.
Another question? Chemically enhanced. Which one's not real? I've never seen a green one.
No? You're going with green pumpkins?
That's a fucking watermelon.
Where is Transylvania? Hungary, Scotland, Romania, or nowhere? It's made up.
God. Wait, what were my options again?
Hungary, Scotland, Romania, or nowhere?
I'll say Romania.
That's sticking out to me as well. What do you call a fear for Halloween? Samhainophobia, spookyitis, acute boring syndrome, or deadly pumpkin disease?
I'll say I don't know. I'll say the last one. That sounds cool.
Deadly pumpkin disease.
Yeah.
Which of these would be the most useful if a werewolf attacked you? A gun with silver bullets in it? A big stick? A cardboard box to hide in? Or a 10-second head start to run away?
Well, it would realistically be the 10-second run away because I don't know where you're finding silver bullets, but I'm going to go with silver bullets.
Nice.
That's what killed Michael J. Fox.
Big werewolf questions here. When do werewolves transform themselves?
Moonlight.
10 p.m. Whenever there's a
12. Full moon? Yeah, I think it's whenever there's a full moon.
Victorians were big fans of spooky things. Why did they put bells in their coffins? So they could get into heaven easier in case they were buried alive by accident and get it to ring for help so their ghost could call. Yeah, okay. Does Dracula transform himself into a cat, a hat, a bat? What do mummies smell like? Incest they were buried with? Old feet? Wow, I slurred my words there as well. I meant to say incense, but I accidentally said incest, which is incest. A bad mistake. Bad. Dog or roast beef? I think we're going to go in the incense.
They were incest. We'll do incest.
What do you call a ghost that moves things around your house? A poltergeist? A poultry ghost? A poltergeist, right?
Oh, poltergeist, yeah.
What are mummies wrapped up in? Linen cloth? Crepe paper? Yeah. Loo roll? Or nothing? It's just their pajamas.
Oh, you know it's their pajamas. No, it's what fucking cloth.
Yeah. Oh, we're not even halfway through. Do you want to get to the end of this? Are we going to get to the end of this quiz? How heavy is the world's largest pumpkin? 900 kilos, 1 ton, twice as heavy as the world's heaviest carrot, or 554 kilos?
I'll say that one, 54 kilos.
Which of these ghost stories from around the world is made up? The Mangangled from Philippines, Pokong from Indonesia, El Cuco from Chile, and Captain Spooky Chops from West Ruislip. It's got to be the last one, isn't it?
No, I think that might be a trick question. I don't know why. I'm going to say the first one.
El Cuco. Have you seen that the show The Outsider on Crave?
No.
Okay, that's what that show is based off. Pretty good show if you haven't seen it. Ooh. What's the only way to kill a zombie? Feed it cold brain. Custard?
Whatever hurts their brain.
Cut off its head or destroy its brain. Yeah.
Let it play football.
What brought Frankenstein's monster to life? Lightning, thunder, heavy rain, or an alarm clock?
Alarm clocks weren't made back then, so I'm going to have to say lightning.
All right. I need to take a break from this quiz to grab another beer here because this is taking a long time to get through. So this one is
22 questions.
Hey, we're almost
Mine's there. Only 10.
Oh, I hope yours is better than this one. This is just for your pure, it's pretty much like a stand-up for you. You're supposed to come up with some funny comments along with it.
Oh, all sorry right. to disappoint.
Tales from the Patch, pumpkin. This is 5.8%. It's a big rig beer.
This was I thought this was a question.
For the love I was of like, beer.
Oh, God, I was processing that information you were telling me as it were a fucking question. That was weird. Okay.
Oh, this one's dark and stormy. Whoa. If I poured this out, it would be like tar black.
Ew. I'm going to try one of those beers after this one.
It's not bad, but... All right. Are pumpkins fruits or vegetables? Both or neither?
Vegetables. Or gourds.
They have seeds, though. Does that mean something?
So does a tomato. And they didn't know about that one either.
And tomato is a fruit, though.
Vegetables have seeds? Squash? No.
Yeah. Yeah. So you think it's a vegetable?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I just sounded really dumb there, but whatever.
Which famous prince was Dracula based on? Prince Charles, Vlad the Impaler, Prince Charming, or Beauty?
Vlad the Impaler.
What fruit would you be bobbing for at Halloween? Pineapples, apples, plums, or grapefruit?
I would probably pick like grapes, just because that's so easy.
And I get like
a bunch in my mouth at the same time. I can't fit that many. I could probably fit max 3 apples in my mouth at once.
Okay, so
I don't think I can do grapes.
You know when you just make this quiz and you're like, there's 22 questions. The question is, wait.
Some 5-year-old is going to Google Halloween quiz and play this one.
Which of the Halloween movies is made up? Ghostbusters, Hotel Transylvania, Monsters, Inc., or Pumpkin Apocalypse 6?
Jeez. I really want to watch Pumpkin Apocalypse 6, though.
I'm tempted to, like, chop all of this out.
That definitely has Gary Busey in it.
Which of these bready things is more likely to scare a vampire? Crumpets, garlic bread, a French stick, or naan bread?
Realistically, probably the breadstick, because he's never seen that before in his life.
Yeah, or you could, like, hit him with it.
He's Romanian at this point.
Yeah.
They don't.
But we're going to go with garlic bread. Which one of these is another name for Yeti? The Incredible Snowman, the Extraordinary Snowman, the Abominable Snowman, or the Unbelievable Snowman?
The Above Average Snowman.
Oh, we got a 17 out of 22. You got that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Do you want to go through our incorrect answers here? Oh, yeah. It is a turn up.
I knew it.
So, Jack, this is a bit of a sad wrong answer here. What pumpkins come in a lot of different colors? The answer was glow in the dark purple pumpkins.
Dark. Who makes like what?
This one is also easy. The fear of Halloween is the only one that seems like an actual fear and has the word phobia in it.
I wonder what the average on this quiz is.
Probably fairly high, I would say.
We're probably the outlier.
900 kilos is the world's largest pumpkin.
Who needs that a pumpkin that big?
Ooh, you should have went with which ghost is made up. Captain Spooky Chops from West Ruslet was actually the correct answer of the made up one.
Damn.
Pumpkin is in fact a fruit. I should have convinced you on that one.
But what about the squash?
And that's all the incorrect answers we had there. So
damn.
Interesting quiz. Do you feel like you learned something there?
No. The only ones I got right were the ones I knew.
Well, now you know. Now you know.
I knew everything then on the quiz. I knew whatever one of them would have been. No.
So I watched SNL last week with Adele.
Yeah.
I get actually. We talked about it on the pod and I had to pull it up because I was like, we talked about it for a good 10-15 minutes.
Yeah.
It was actually, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty funny. The Weekend Update was great.
Yeah, I love those guys. They're funny.
Adele's so good. Like, I think an Adele concert would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. My mom loves Adele. I don't think she's seen her concert.
Imagine having, like, a couple bottles of wine and then just going and, like, belting out at an Adele concert. I feel like that would be pretty fun. Jesus.
Especially because the only songs I know are, like, the bangers, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would just be like quiet every other song.
I feel like she's got a ton of good songs. Like I've never listened. She won an award too, didn't she win Album of the Year? And like
which one album of the year? In like
2016. We just talked about this the other night. I don't remember.
Yeah, there was a trivia question on it. I think it was like 2017. I think it might have been 16 or 17.
Was it the year? Was it 2017? Because that's the year that Ed Sheeran's album was huge, and he won Song of the Year.
Maybe, yeah.
Jeez. There's only one way to find out.
You're looking it up?
Yeah. 2015. So, you got anything to talk about? You got any questions?
Hey, you want to do mine?
Yeah. Is it similar to mine?
No.
Is it similar to Beano.com?
No, you have to guess if this... You have to guess... I'm going to say names.
I don't like
that. And you have to guess if they're a... baseball player or a porn star.
Oh yeah, I get a Halloween themed one. All right.
These are great. You wanna?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I'm ready for anything.
Thank God. Thank God you said that. We have first name. I'm gonna give you some easy ones. Ryan Driller.
I'm gonna go with baseball player.
You were incorrect.
Really? Is that a common? Yeah. Is that a common? You're more of like a subject matter expert. Would you say that's part on that?
No, you should. Yeah, I think maybe actually. This is the only name on the list that I actually knew.
Jack, why don't you take a look at this beer I'm drinking right now? I know the viewers can't see, but I'm wearing a black hat, and that's arguably blacker than my hat.
That is coffee black.
All right. What's next?
Flash Brown.
That's got to be a baseball player. I don't think you'd go two straight porn stars to start.
Porn star.
Oh, you're playing mind games with me now.
Over two.
It's almost as bad as that Halloween quiz.
Urban Shocker.
That's got to be a baseball player. That is
correct. Played for the New York Yankees.
Nice, nice. What year? Urban, that's cool, man.
Like 1966 or something like that.
Okay. Way back.
Wind Swallow.
I'm going to go baseball player again.
Yep, okay. Played for the Wilmington Chicks.
Wow, the Wilmington. I haven't heard that team before. The Chicks. Cheering on the Chicks. All right, two for two.
Jack Reacher.
Huh. Tom Cruise.
Maybe he's a fan.
I think that might be a P star.
That is correct.
Nice. Oh, my God, oh, I'm in the winning 3-for-2. Three and two, sorry.
Fanny deep.
Could you repeat that, please?
Fanny deep.
Fanny.
Flannel.
I think that's a P star.
Correct.
Nice. Woo!
He's counting. I don't know.
Four and two.
Johnny Dickshot.
All right, that's got to be a baseball player. That's
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yep.
All right, Johnny Glasscock.
That's a baseball player too. It's got to be.
Yeah, Cleveland Blues. Oh, you're killing it. You watch a lot of old minor league baseball.
Yeah, I know. I'm a huge baseball fan. I'm playing mental games.
Clint Orris.
Huh. that's a good one. Can you repeat that, please?
Clint Orris.
Mr. Orris. I don't remember that. I don't remember ever seeing him on TV, so I'm going to go with that's maybe a...
So I'm on a smaller screen.
Is that a P star?
That would be a P star.
Oh, I want to fire now. I think I've got six straight.
Olin Screws.
Mr. Screws. I think that's a baseball player.
Longview Cannibals. He did play.
Yes.
Horrible name. The final one. Pussy Thibault.
Could you repeat that slower, please?
Pussy Thibault.
Pussy Thibault.
Pussy Thibault.
That's a baseball player, I think.
Cleveland Spiders.
Oh, yes. What a game.
His name's actually
Pussy. You're a huge baseball fan. Did you do research? Did you find that online?
Primarily. No, I just found that online. Yeah, no, I found that.
Oh,
online.
That's good. I think I did pretty well there, if you ask me.
I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign. I guess good.
Yeah, big baseball fan.
Big baseball. Big 60s baseball. In the minor league.
Yeah, no recent. Oh, I didn't notice any recent baseball names on there, that's for sure.
There was Doug Fister, but I think you knew that one.
I do recognize that name. I would have guessed
baseball
player for sure.
There's not too many. They started to go by nicknames eventually, and I was like, that's not going to be good.
Names are going through trends. Like, we had some of those names at the beginning, and then we went into very basic names considered now, like the Matts and Thomases, and now we're getting into more unique names like Blue and Ivy and more interesting ones. Wow, I feel enlightened by that quiz.
Yeah. No, good job.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
So anything else you have wrapped up? I got something. It is shorter than the quiz, so don't be too scared. But I wrapped up something about candy and some of the most highest selling candies. All right. This is from candyindustry.com, extremely reliable site, I would assume.
Footnoted.
Yep. So
what's their political like side? Are they more left site or right site?
It is red, so I'm going to go maybe left or right. Who knows? Ooh. I'm not even going to comment on that. Okay, so what we're going to look at is I think it's about top five in each category. And I'm going to name the category of candy, and you're going to try to guess some of the candies that are in that top five. So the first one we have on the list is, we'll start off a little slow, a little more conservative. Top five sugar-free diet candies.
They make diet candies?
Yeah.
Like a diet arrow?
I don't think you're going to like lose weight when you eat them, but no, not like that. Like these are just in their regular form. Like this is all you're going to see. It's not like you're not going to see like, it's not like Diet Coke or something like that. No, it's like this is the full product.
Okay. I don't know any sugar-free candy bars. Okay,
so who eats sugar-free candy? What demographic do you think?
Fuck.
Like older people usually eat
sugar-free
because they got like different health problems. So what are like older people candies?
Oh, what, is it a Werther's?
Yeah, that's the number one. I knew I'd get you there.
Of course.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Any other on the top? The
wine gummies? Oh, is it chocolate? Is that to be chocolate?
No, it could be any sort of diet-free candy.
Altoids.
They are not on there, but that is an interesting one.
Tootsie Rolls.
No. We got Werther's, Lifesavers.
The mint you get from restaurant checks.
Okay, I don't understand. Jolly Ranchers is on here, and there's not a chance that they're sugar-free, Jolly Ranchers.
That is sugar. How do you make
it's only sugar. I don't know if you're trusting candyindustry.com.
They're just eating the wrappers.
Okay. Top five chocolate boxes, bags, or bars. This is 2019, and I believe it's in the States.
Ooh. I don't know what states have.
What's the most...
Kit Kats in states?
I saw this, like, across the internet. I think the number one is, like, definitely the number one. No, it's actually not. Hershey's is number four, so it's on there. What? And Kit Kat is also on there at number five. So there's three that are ahead. And they're all very well known. It's just if you pick the right
M&M's?
Ones. M&M's is the number one. It's got a pretty commanding lead.
That makes sense.
Got two more?
Reese's?
That's number two.
Okay.
This one's... I think this is a really popular one in the States. It is popular here too, but it might be a little tougher off the tongue.
Hmm. Was it like an O. Henry?
No, it's not O. Henry.
Cadbury?
Similar tasting to an O. Henry, I think, in regards to contents.
Snickers?
That is correct. That's pretty good. You nailed the top five chocolate bars. That's not a bad guess.
Yeah.
Okay, they have top five licorice candy. It's like, I'm not going to go through all the licorice.
Wine gummies?
Okay, I'm just going to say this one out loud. I'm not going to... Well, top five non-chocolate novelty. Tootsie Rolls, Baby Bottle Pops, Sweet Tarts, and Push Pops. Like, they're all pretty popular.
Pretty popping.
Okay.
Tootsie Rolls suck, though.
Yeah. The flavor is not bad, but it's just like they look like shit. Anything that looks like do you want to eat? Like, really want to put them in my mouth.
I couldn't imagine being like, you have a snack and someone gives me a Tootsie Roll. It's just
melted Tootsie Roll is like, I don't think you could get a better player comparable to like a roll of dog
piece
shit.
Of shit.
Yeah, I don't think you could do a better job.
If I stepped in it, I would be mad it wasn't dog shit. It's a fucking Tootsie Roll.
Okay.
I fucking hate Tootsie Rolls.
I think you might only get two on this list, so I'm only going to look for the top two. What are the top two gift box candies or chocolates? Like, these are like kind of the bougie ones that you're getting.
Oh, fuck.
Like, your grandma gets this box out and everyone's like, oh my God.
Oh, Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah, that's number two.
Oh, that's fucking number two. Fuck. Lind?
You know what? That's what Lindor came to my mind, because that's when the Lindt's come out, you're like, this is good chocolate. Like, that's good.
Lindt's.
It's like a big ball too. Like, you're getting a lot of good chocolate.
Oh, you're getting you get a lot of what you bargain for.
It's a Russell Stover is the number one gift box.
I have no
candy.
Idea what that is.
Russell Stover, it's pretty popular. Pretty popular
I
chocolate.
I was gonna say like Turtles or something next.
Turtles is actually not a bad guess too, but I feel like it's not in the same category. Turtles. The Russell Stover is like the one you get where you look at like the map, the road map, or the legend to find out what you're getting. No.
That's not the other one.
And then you look at
I was also thinking of the chocolate orange.
Yeah, that's not a bad. I forgot what I was that's thinking called, of that actually. Too. That's a really good guess too.
I hate those things.
What would you go for in a Russell Stover box? Like what type of
chocolate? I don't even know what's in there.
Like you got your coconut chocolate, you got
I'll probably just dark chocolate. Or whatever. Unless something has like almonds in it.
Crunchy fire. Nuts, yeah.
Yeah.
White chocolate? You're a white chocolate nuts guy?
It's all right.
Yeah, I don't, I back it.
Well, I'm not that big of a fan.
I'm out of quizzes. I'm out of Halloween quizzes. They were kind of funny. I think that stuff's interesting to see what people buy in like the top.
No, that's cool. That's funny though.
It's kind of like that time when you asked me for like the highest grossing actor and I said Matt Damon. Sorry, I was trying to like send the embarrassment back, but you did a pretty good job there.
Damon.
You know what?
Oh, he made billions off of Good Will Hunting.
And downsizing.
Yeah, fuck off. I like Matt Damon. He deserves it.
Yeah, he's a the Bourne. Well, I'm pretty sure, not to bring this back, but I'm pretty sure my rationale was like he was in a million Bourne movies. So
big blockbusters.
Yeah. I think that's what my rationale was, but there were so many.
Well, that's why Tom Cruise is up there. So that's not a bad guess.
Yeah, that was my mindset. But Tom Cruise probably has so much more than possible Matt Damon, right? Like, why wouldn't I just say him if I had that rationale?
That's true. Yeah. It's a solid guess. I even forget who it is.
Is it Leo? Or is it Seinfeld?
Oh, should we do this again?
I don't know. Somebody probably remembers. All right. Well, you're queuing this up. I'm going to crack open my last beer. Great Lakes Brewery. It's a pumpkin ale again. It looks pretty good. I love this can. Our pumpkin ale is brewed once a year with a generous amount of locally grown pumpkin and subtle additions of cinnamon, clove, nutmeg, and allspice. This results in a smooth, well-rounded, spicy ale, perfectly suited to the seasonal harvest fare.
There's a season.
You figure out who it was?
Oh, I have no idea what I was thinking of. I forgot I was looking at. What was I looking up?
Highest grossing actor. This is by far the best one. Tastes like a pumpkin pie. Really easy going down. 5.5%, but it doesn't taste like it.
Oh, I forgot what this is. Fuck it, me. No way.
What?
Hold on. It starts the fucking countdown at 50.
Yeah, that's a waste. So you're trying to find like the best ranked movie all time.
Highest grossing actor is apparently Samuel Jackson.
Interesting.
At $5.7 billion.
I feel like that's definitely not what we answered.
This is not. I don't think this is what we were looking up. I forget what the question was last time.
Just Google numbers. What else is going on?
Just Googling. Oh, yeah, this is definitely the one. Adam Sandler, 420. Sick. Oh, this is definitely wasn't it either.
Yeah, whatever. Somebody can let us know. Somebody definitely remembers it.
It's Tom Cruise.
Is it?
Apparently. 570 million. He's the most the first two are like Bollywood.
Oh, okay.
Actors.
That's not bad.
But here in like North America, it's Tom Cruise apparently.
Okay. Anything else on the radar for this week? Anything else you're watching, listening to, wanting to do?
Not that I can predict yet.
All right. You want to close it off there for a Halloween episode?
Sure.
All right. Well, thanks to everyone for listening. We went through a couple Halloween quizzes, got some Halloween beers going. I guess the one thing we want from you guys, let us know what the punishment should be for our pick'ems. And when we figure that out, somebody's going to have to do it. The odds are looking like it's going to be me, but we'll see. We've got a big, big week of pick'ems, and I'm up 1-0 this week, so we'll see. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to our Halloween episode. Have a great Halloween. Stay safe. Peace.
Peace.